Terry, where are you?
Hiya, Danny. I'm in Chorley.
Uh-huh, my friend, what do you want to say?
I want to talk about footballers that have heard what you've said to them.
Go on. Good.
Going back to about 20 years ago in a non-league game in the Cheshire League.
Uh-huh.
Chorley versus Droylsden. I was about 15 at the time.
Cool.
And, you know when they line up for a free kick outside the area and they're all lining the wall up and
yeah.
the goalkeeper's going, no, left a bit, left
a bit, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're all behind the crowd going, no, right a bit, six,
no.
four, and this goalkeeper was getting really angry.
Yeah.
His name was called Rupert Leggett.
Rupert Leggett.
Okay. And after about three free kicks this happened, and after about the third time, this guy jumped over the wall and legged it after me into the car park outside the ground. He didn't caught me, I scurried, but...
What a great one! Selling the wool out the light.
Not finished. The same year, we went away to Droylsden versus Chorley. The same thing happened. He lined one up, and he spotted me. We're giving it left six, and he went, all right. And he threw after me. He chased me around the ground at Droylsden. He never caught me.
You've been chased at two different grounds by the same goalkeeper. Wow, what a story.
A man called Leggett.
A bruised
well, you know, I know what people are saying. Yes, you can only do that at games of this stature, but it doesn't matter.
No,
I don't know. I now think, because it didn't occur to me, of course, to try to line up the wall for the goalkeeper.
If you could get all 15,000 people going,
Let me do it. I'll do it.
It was a regular tactic.
Well, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
it's one of the best pieces of crowd information I've ever heard.